He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to our program The Blessed Life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, in this series, we are talking about the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, from various angles. And we are trying to take lessons from his blessed life so that we can implement them in our lives and become successful in this world and in the hereafter. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, every day thousands of people leave this world. Every day thousands of people pass away and move on from this world. But once they pass on, once they die, within moments they are forgotten. Some people might be forgotten straight away. Some people maybe after a day or two. Some people maybe after a week. Some people may be forgotten after a month. Some people maybe, people will remember them for a year or 2 years, then they are forgotten. Some people maybe, people might remember them for 10, 15, 20 years, then forget them. Maybe some people are remembered for 100 years, then forgotten. Maybe some people are remembered for generations, a couple of generations, then forgotten. But somewhere down the line, people forget who you are, who this individual who has passed away was. Even if that's 100 or 200 years later, people forget who this individual was, what this individual used to do, what this individual used to behave like. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are some people, they are not forgotten. Even centuries later, they are not forgotten. Because of the work that they have done, because of what they achieved in their life, because of the legacy that they left behind, they are not forgotten even centuries later. And Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he is one of these personalities who fought approximately 1400 years later, people have not forgotten him. People still study his life and look at what he achieved during his life. People still study his life to act according to how he acted, to learn how he behaved so they can follow in his footsteps, because they see the success that he had in his life. And they want that success in their lives as well. Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the great spiritual leader of the Hanbali school of thought, he says regarding Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, when you see that a person has devotion to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz and he arranges the mention of his attributes and spreads them, it will only result in goodness for him. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, acting upon this, trying to take goodness from mentioning the attributes and the qualities and the characteristics of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. In this series, we are going to talk about his blessed life, his blessed characteristics, what he used to do, what made him so successful, and why do people still remember him centuries later. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we are going to talk about the blessed childhood of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. We are going to look at a few incidents from his blessed childhood. How did he used to behave? What attributes did he have? And what were the signs that he was going to grow up to be one of the great leaders of the Muslims? And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, while we are going through these short incidents, while we are going through how Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was as a child, let's ponder, how are we? Even as adults, are we like the child of that time? Are we following the footsteps what Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to do in his childhood? May Allah Almighty allow us to follow in the footsteps of this great individual, of this great personality, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. It's mentioned at a very young age, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he had this great desire. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, while we are going to talk about what this great desire was, just bring to your minds what are our desires in today's day and age and compare them to what the desires of this great individual was. It's mentioned he would frequently visit Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the son of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he was the uncle of the mother of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And in his childhood, he would visit him a lot. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he would visit the uncle of his mother a lot in his childhood. And he used to say, he used to express a desire, and he used to mention this often in his childhood, I want to be like him. I want to be like Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Look at this wish, look at this desire of this great personality. In his childhood, who is he looking up to? The great companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the individual full of piety, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Now reflect, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, reflect. This was the desire of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that he wanted to be like this pious individual. He wanted to spend time with this pious individual, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. What are our desires today? What is our greatest wish today? Forget in childhood, even when we have become adults, what is our greatest wish? What is our greatest desire? Is it to spend time with the pious individuals? Is it to spend time with pious people? Or is it something else? Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he is giving us a great lesson here. Even from his childhood, we are learning a great lesson that you should desire, you should wish, you should try your best to spend time in the company of pious people. Why? Because company has an effect. As-suhbatu mu'athira. Companionship has an effect. And the more you spend time with pious people, the more that effect will appear on you, the more pious you will become. And we can see this in worldly examples. For example, if you are continuously surrounded by people who pray their salah, but you might not be an individual who regularly prays, that companionship, somewhere down the line, will have an effect. You will start praying as well when you are with them. You will start praying as well. That companionship will have an effect. And on the flip side, if you are an individual who prays, but those people around you, they do not pray, there will be certain times where they will pressure you, leave it, pray later. You don't need to do it now. You can do it later. And somewhere down the line, maybe they may make you miss your salah. Maybe your companionship will have an effect. And this is just one example. There are many, many examples we can think of where companionship has an effect. So what's the first thing we learn from today's episode? That we should be careful of who we choose as companions, who we choose to sit with, who we choose to associate with. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he would often and wish to sit with Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Why? Because he knew he was a person of piety and he wanted to be like him when he grew up. He knew, if I want to be like him when I grow up, I need to spend time with him. Nowadays, if we say we want to be like somebody, but we don't behave like that person, we don't spend time with that person, we don't follow that individual in what he says, in what he does, how can we expect to grow up like that person? How can we expect to become like that person? There will be people who see scholars and they say, we want to become a scholar, or we want our children to become a scholar, but we don't spend time with scholars. How do you expect to become a scholar if you don't spend time with scholars? We'll see that people will say they want to become pious, but they don't spend time with pious people. They spend time with people who are the opposite. How do you expect to become pious if you are not spending time with the pious people? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, your Dawat-e-Islami is a brilliant environment for every one of us. It is an open environment for every single one of us, male or female, to come and join this blessed environment. By joining this blessed environment, you will gain good company. There are weekly gatherings for brothers, weekly gatherings for sisters. There are classes for brothers, there are classes for sisters. There are activities for brothers, activities for sisters. There is activities for children, for the elderly, for professionals, for students. There is something within Dawat-e-Islami for every single individual. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, associate yourself with this blessed environment. Associate yourselves with the people of this blessed environment. Why? Because the people of this blessed environment will make you like them as well. The people of the blessed environment of Dawat-e-Islami are those who will regularly offer their salah. Associate yourselves with them. You will become like that as well. The people of Dawat-e-Islami, if you associate with them, they are the ones who, when they do dua, they will cry. You will see tears flowing from their eyes. associate with them, you will become like that as well. You will see that the people of Dawud were associated with Dawud Islam. You will see that they have God fearing. They are God fearing. They have fear of Allah Almighty in their hearts. You will see that they worship Allah Almighty in abundance. They strive to worship Allah Almighty. They strive in seeking Islamic knowledge. If you want to become like that, associate yourself with this environment. Because when you are within this environment, you will be surrounded with people who are like that. And because you are surrounded with people who are like that, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we too one day will become like that as well. May Allah Almighty allow us to spend time with pious people, rectify our desires, and make our desires those which will give us success in this world and in the hereafter as well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, where did Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi spend his childhood? Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we know, was born in Madinatul Munawwara, but where did he spend his childhood? It's mentioned when Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he grew up a little. His respected father, Sayyidina Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he became the governor of Egypt. His blessed father became the governor of Egypt. And having reached Egypt, he sent a message to his wife that, come along with the son to Egypt, to me. Sayyidatuna Umm Asim radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, she visited her uncle when she got this request. And then Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he said, O beloved niece, your husband has called you, so you must go. And then when she was about to leave, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he advised, this son of yours, Umar, leave him with us. And then the mother of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, she agreed, she left Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi with Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. So then when the mother of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, she arrived in Egypt, the father of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he came out happily to welcome his blessed wife and his blessed son. But he saw that the son was not there. And then immediately he asked, where have you left Umar? Why have you not brought him with you? Sayyidatuna Umm Asim radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, she then relayed this whole incident to her husband. And then when Sayyidina Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he learned that his son is in the house, is staying with Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the great companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he became delighted. He expressed happiness that his son is staying with a pious individual. My dear viewers of Madani channel, apart from this, not only did he express happiness, he sent a letter to his brother, Caliph Abdul Malik bin Marwan, informing him about the safety of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he informed him that he was staying with Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. As soon as the Caliph heard this, as soon as Abdul Malik bin Marwan, he received this letter, he fixed 1,000 dinars per month for the expenses of upbringing Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. My dear viewers on Madni channel, what do we see? Where did Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, where did he spend his childhood? With Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He spent it with a pious individual. But not only that, what else do we see? His family were happy that he was with pious individuals. And expenses were put aside for his good upbringing. Expenses were put aside for his good upbringing. His family, they spent on him, on his childhood, on his good upbringing, on his teaching, on his Islamic education. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this is a lesson for me and you. This is a lesson for all of us, that we need to spend on children in their good upbringing. We need to put aside expenses for their good upbringing. We need to emphasize the importance. We need to understand the importance of good upbringing of children. Remember, those children, when they grow up, they will only become successful if their foundations are solid. if their foundations are good, and their foundations come in their childhood, if their foundations are crooked or bent, whatever they grow up to be, their foundations will be bent. And in any house or any building, when the foundations are bent, when the foundations are crooked, no matter how tall that building becomes, that building will always be crooked. But if the foundations are solid, that building, however tall it gets, it will always be straight. It will never become crooked. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this incident, we learn that we should spend on the upbringing of our children, of the youngsters. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, at this point, reflect. They were spending money. They put money aside for good upbringing of the child. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And because of that, because of his good upbringing, look what he went on to become. Look what he went on to achieve. He became one of the greatest leaders of the Muslims. One of those great personalities who we talk about approximately 1400 years later still. This is what happens when you spend on the good upbringing of your child. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we do spend in today's day and age. We do spend on the upbringing of our children. We do spend on the upbringing of youngsters. But what do we spend on? What type of upbringing are we spending on? We will spend for worldly education. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of pounds for worldly education. But what about Islamic education? How much do we actually put aside for that? How much do we actually spend upon the Islamic education of our children? It's a point to reflect. We are spending thousands upon thousands of pounds on worldly education of our children. But when it comes to Islamic education, we are spending hardly anything. We consider it a burden. We consider it a waste of money. What mindset are we giving to our children? What mindset are we giving to the coming generations? What mindset are we giving to those Muslims who are coming? What are we giving to those next generations? Reflect. Are we mentally preparing them that worldly education is more important than Islamic education? Are we giving them this mindset that the world is better than the hereafter? Are we giving them this mindset that worldly education is more important than Islamic education? Are we giving them this mindset? We prefer worldly education and worldly success over religious success, over success in the hereafter. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, yes, your children, bring up your children, give them worldly education as well, but don't be neglectful of their Islamic education. Where we have engineers, where we have accountants, where we have doctors, where we have solicitors, at the same time, we want people who are huffaz of the Quran as well. We want people who are scholars of the deen. We want people who are calling people towards Islam. We want doctors to be those who are doctors, but at the same time still know how to lead the funeral prayer of their parents. We want people to become accountants, but at the same time we want them to know how to calculate zakat as well. We should be striving for this as well. We shouldn't prioritize just the world. Because if we prioritize just worldly education for our children, for the coming generations, then my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we will lose out in the long term. Because worldly education might bring success in this world, but it won't bring success in the hereafter. For religious education, it will bring success in this world and in the hereafter. You will see, if you spend on religious education of your child, you will see the fruits of that in this world and in the hereafter. Just look at the example of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. In childhood, his parents, those around him, they spent on his education, they spent on his upbringing, on his good upbringing. And look what he went on to achieve. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if with sincerity, we spend on the coming generations, we spend on our children, we spend on their Islamic education, we focus on their education, we focus on their upbringing, we focus on their tarbiyah, then who knows what they could grow up to become. You never know, the child of today could become the greatest scholar of the time. You never know what this child of today could grow up to become. May Allah Almighty allow us to truly understand the importance of good upbringing and allow us to take lessons from the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, despite living in the lap of luxury, despite having so many luxuries around him, the heart of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, it would be remain filled with the fear of Allah Almighty. Since childhood, he was inclined towards piety. He was inclined towards purity and abstinence. As a child, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he could have had everything, but he preferred that luxury stay away. And he remained in his heart, piety remained, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. When you have luxuries around you, it's easy to lose that piety. But Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, even as a child, he remained pious. On the blessed day when he memorized the glorious Quran completely, he suddenly started crying. So when he memorized the glorious Quran, he started crying. And just reflect, if we were to memorize the glorious Quran, it's a day of happiness. How happy would we get if we memorize the glorious Quran? When we see youngsters memorizing the glorious Quran, how happy do we get? But look at what Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, in his childhood, when he completely memorized the glorious Quran, what did he do? He started crying. And then when Sayyidatuna Umme Asim radiallahu ta'ala anha, the respected mother of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, when she learnt about it, she asked him the reason why he was crying. She asked him, "Why are you crying?" He humbly replied, "I remember death." He's memorized the glorious Quran and he started crying. Why? Because he remembered death. Having seen the concern for the hereafter, the blessed mother, she also started crying. Now just look at this God-fearingness, this fear of death, this remembrance of death of this child, that he remembered death in such a way that he started crying. Not only did he start crying, he made those around him cry out of the fear of death, out of the fear of what will happen after they pass away. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, just listen to this narration about remembering death. Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates, the beloved and final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The grave will become a garden of paradise for the one who gets terrified by the remembrance of death." And look at it, in his childhood, why Sayyiduna Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi doing? He is crying after remembering death. And again, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's a lesson for me and you. There's a lesson for all of us. That Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we are still talking about him. Why? Because of the legacy that he left behind. Because of how successful he was. Because of what he achieved in his life. Now, look at what he was doing in his childhood. He was remembering death and crying. He was fearful of what will happen after passing away. And because of that fearfulness, he was crying. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, forgetting childhood, whatever age we are now, just ponder, how much do we remember death? How much do we actually think about death? How much do we think what will happen to us after we pass away from this world? Or are we totally engrossed in this dunya? Are we totally engrossed in this world? Or do we actually think about what will happen to us after we pass away? Remember, death is that certainty that nobody can deny. And nobody does deny. There is not a single individual who will be alive on this earth right now who will deny death. Everyone will believe that death is going to come. We just don't know when it's coming. But it's definitely coming. How much have we prepared for it? How much have we prepared for our death? How much have we prepared for what is going to come after that? Are we ready? Have we ever thought about it? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we strive so much for this world. We think about this world so much that people have sleepless nights thinking about what they will do in this world, what they need to do in this world. But how much have we thought about the hereafter? How much have we thought about our death? How much have we thought about what will happen to us after our death? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is giving us this great lesson to remember death. Fear death. Fear what will come after death. Because if you do that on a regular basis, you will rectify your actions. When you remember and you think about what will happen to you after you pass away from this world, when you think about your grave, when you think about paradise or hell, when you think about the day of judgment, you will rectify your actions. Those things which you shouldn't be doing, it will come to your attention and you will start thinking, I shouldn't be doing that. And those things which you should be doing but you're not doing, you'll think, I need to start doing them. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, through this series, the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, we are looking at his life through various angles. We are looking at his life through various perspectives and trying to take lessons from his blessed life so that we too can achieve success in this world and the hereafter. May Allah Almighty allow us to truly understand the rank of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, try to take blessings from his life and make us successful in this world and in the hereafter as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyal Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah.